Hello, everybody. As always, we're going to kick this thing off with some Patreon questions. If you want to get in on the mix and ask some questions and support the channel and support this podcast, head to patreon.com/hellogreedo and get in on the fun. The first question comes from Lane Sullivan. How have you enjoyed your Switch games? I know that you recently got it around Christmas time last year, and I've seen you talking about it now and then since. So I haven't really touched my Nintendo Switch, Lane. It's weird. Like, I did get it, I believe it was last October or November. I got Breath of the Wild. I got Mario Odyssey. And I don't think I've touched my Switch since March. Most of that has to do with being in school and not really having time or whatnot. So, yeah, I unfortunately have not gotten around to playing my Switch much. I have Breath of the Wild, right? I would love to be able to sit down and play a lot of Breath of the Wild. My problem is if I do have time to play some video games, it's usually me setting my alarm for like 4:45 in the morning just to have like an hour of video game time. And to me, an hour really isn't enough time to like devote to a game like Breath of the Wild. You know, I need multiple hours. I need to be able to sink down into that chair and waste hours on a game like that, because an hour in Breath of the Wild doesn't really get you that far. You know, so the reason I haven't touched my Switch in that long also has to do with that. But hopefully, you know, once I'm done with the academy, once I'm on the job, the Switch is mobile. I can bring that thing to a firehouse and play it on my own time, you know. But anyway, I appreciate that, Lane. Caretaker Wanted comes in with the next Patreon question. Caretaker says, after being in the Navy and currently in the Fire Academy, what are some important traits that everyone should have? Cooperation, motivation, endurance, just to name a few. Ooh, that's really tough. I probably should have read these questions before I started recording. Maybe I would have been able to formulate a better answer than the one I'm about to give. I think motivation is huge. You mentioned motivation. I think discipline is incredibly important too. Discipline might be the most important. If you are able to discipline yourself, set an alarm, wake your ass up, tell yourself that this is what you're going to do. There is no backing out. That's one of the best things to kind of get yourself on track. You know, for me, like, I love running. I started running regularly, like constantly about a year ago. I try to run 15 to 20 miles a week, and setting a schedule and telling yourself that this is what you are doing, your brain is going to want to talk yourself out of it. You're going to, that voice in the back of your head is constantly going to be like, oh, but I could be sitting on the couch and eating potato chips. I could be playing Breath of the Wild. But damn it, you got to have that discipline, man. There's always going to be something in the back of your head telling you, but I want to do this. Well, you know, I don't know. Discipline's important. Motivation, sure, depends on what you're getting motivated for, I guess. But yeah, to me, I think one of the most important traits to have for yourself, for me at least, is discipline. And I think discipline can be learned. You know, discipline comes with routine. When you get into a routine, when you get into a habit, I think discipline forms by just doing, you know, over and over and over and over again until you just kind of like get into a routine, and then you almost create discipline that way, to where, like, I mean, the best example, I'll say it again, is me running. When I don't run now, I feel like I kind of fucked up. I feel like I didn't do something that I needed to do that day. You know what I mean? Discipline, Caretaker. Cheers, man. And the next question, and the final Patreon question, comes from Clayton Bowler. Clayton says, hey, Greedo, hope you're doing well. Haven't been able to catch any of the streams for quite a while, but I'm loving this podcast format. It's pretty nice to be able to catch up on the streams while I work. So my question is, do you listen to any space exploration themed podcasts? If so, what are your favorites? Thanks for your time. Let me look at my phone. I currently, I uninstalled and reinstalled Pocket Casts, so I don't have everything that I used to listen on here. So I'm subscribed to Star Talk, obviously. I'm subscribed to Planetary Radio. I'm subscribed to Astronomy Cast. I'm subscribed to Houston, We Have a Podcast. And I think that's the only, those are the only four that I currently have that I'm subscribed to. So yeah, those four. And what sucks is that I know I'm forgetting some because I recently wiped my Pocket Casts app, not knowing that it would unsubscribe me from everything. I don't have an account on there, I guess. And when I went to like clear the cache, it deleted everything that I ever listened to. So now I have to like remember what I listened to and resubscribe to everything that it deleted me from. Yeah. But those four are a good start. I'm sure you're familiar with Star Talk. I love Star Talk just because it's not always, I like the dynamic between Neil deGrasse Tyson and Chuck Nice. They always have really interesting, unique topics that they talk about too. That's my go-to. But, yeah. Anyway, Clayton, I appreciate that. All right, guys, let's get in to the live stream. I appreciate everybody hanging out with me. This is a fun live stream. I talk about Star Wars changes. I kind of talk about YouTube and trends in YouTube and stupid shit that I see on YouTube. I talk about the generational ebb and flow of the Star Wars fandom near the end of the stream. But anyway, let's do it. Let's jump into the Lightspeed Lounge. Welcome to the stream. It is 12:21 p.m. here in Florida, and I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for, 30 minutes to an hour. We'll see. Got a lot of stuff to knock out today. Already knocked out a bunch of stuff today. A lot of errands, a lot of school stuff, a lot of life stuff. Things are going well, though. So, I don't know if you guys heard this. I started a podcast, man. A lot of what you hear on the podcast will be live streams. I'm basically going to take a lot of audio from these live streams and throw them over on the podcast just so people, you know, who can't tune in regularly for these live streams or don't want to go through the hassle of maybe listening to it on YouTube, they can listen to it on the podcast, whatever podcast app you use. So just search Hello Greedo in whatever podcast app you use. I don't know if it's available on Apple yet. I heard that it takes a couple weeks for like Apple to approve your podcast on their podcast list. But everywhere else, I'm pretty sure it's good to go. Anyway, guys, welcome to the stream. Let's hang out, talk Star Wars. This is a Star Wars specific stream. Obviously, we shoot the shit. We talk about anything we want. So if non-Star Wars topics come up, sometimes it's better. Sometimes I like talking about food. Sometimes I like talking about nonsense. Let's jump into this shit, guys.
Long time no. See? I'd count a word that lol. Jaguars draft class looks great. Hopefully they become a top team again. Are you rooting for anyone in the NHL playoffs?
Nick the Geek.
How's life going?
Nick, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for the channel support. Star Wars Story and Mr. Caleb, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Hope you are all doing well. Caleb says hello there. Hello there, right back at you. General Kenobi. Hope you're doing well, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while, and that's my own fault because I don't do very many of these streams nowadays. That's kind of starting to change. I think I'm going to be doing more streams more often just because school schedule is shifting around, and I think I have a little bit more free time than I used to. But Caleb, hope to see you more. Hope to be here more. But cheers, man. And Star Wars Story, thank you as well. Star Wars Story says, HG, regarding your tweet, I always got notifications that you were going live. Also, sorry to re-ask what the name of your slick streaming software. So yeah, whenever I do live streams, I use a program called OBS. That's Oscar Bravo Sierra, OBS. And it's literally the only streaming
program I've ever used. And it's worked. It works great. I've never had any issues whatsoever. It's pretty self-explanatory. There's a ton of YouTube videos that'll help you like walk through the process, but it's a really simple software to use, man. And if you've ever used like Photoshop or something like that, it kind of works on a layer basis. So like what you're looking at right here, if you look at the screen right now, I'll turn off the car overlay. I'll turn off the Lightspeed Lounge overlay. I'll turn off the now playing. It works in different layers. You know, I can turn on layers. I can turn off layers. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, anyway, OBS, man, works great. I recommend it. It's fun. Good luck on your streaming journey, man. But yeah, notifications for going live used to be like, over the years, YouTube has changed drastically, right? I mean, from a kind of a subscriber-based model to now it's like all recommended feed. Like, do you guys even see that I upload new videos or that I start streams? That's just kind of, I don't know, man. It's changed so much. I remember when I first started streaming, notifications would go out and a shitload of people would be watching. Nowadays, it's modest and I dig it. But no notifications seem to go out. But that's how it is, man. But anyway, I appreciate that Star Wars story. And Nick the Geek, thank you, Greedo. Long time no see. I don't know how to word that. Jaguars draft class looks great. Hopefully they become a top team again. Are you going to root for anyone in the NHL playoffs? How's life going? I don't really pay attention to the NHL much, man. Maybe like 10 years ago, I followed the Lightning for a little bit. But I honestly couldn't tell you who is like in the playoffs. I couldn't even tell you if the playoffs are going on right now. That's how like disconnected I am from hockey. In the past, I would say 10 years, but you know, we're in baseball season. That's where my heart lies. That's where all my attention is on right now, to the point where I haven't really been paying much attention to like Jaguar picks and stuff like that, or off season news. Obviously I'm super excited, you know, new quarterback, new coach, a lot of new and exciting changes that obviously like get a lot of people super excited around here, because Urban Meyer, obviously the connection with the Jags, there's Tim Tebow. I mean, you know, a ton of Gator fans around here. It's kind of comes with the territory of being a North Florida resident. You know, I feel like there's more Gator fans around here than Jags fans. I feel like I see more Gator bumper stickers than I do Jags bumper stickers, you know. But yeah, I'm super excited, man. A lot of new and exciting. I think the team has an exciting future. I hope Urban Meyer puts us on a good path. And I hope
good to
Lawrence
see you again
can,
and hope
you know,
studies
kick
goes
things
well.
Into gear for us.
Enjoying nope. The podcast a lot. Hard to be live. Lucasfilm turning 50 soon. Think it's due time that David Attenborough makes a SW.
I love it, Sappity. Well. Hey guys, thank you so much for the channel support. I'm a little long-winded. You guys know me. I will get to the super chats when I do. But anyway, Nick, I appreciate that, man. Uaz. Am I saying that correctly or Uaz? Uaz? I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. Correct me, man. I know I'm butchering your name. But Uaz, says, crazy to think I started watching this when I was 15. Now I'm 21. Life goes fast. I know you're not a superhero guy, but I recommend Invincible on Amazon. Yeah, dude. First of all, that blows my mind. I mean, you were 15 when you started watching this channel, and now you're 21. So that's like, when you started watching the channel, that was kind of like in the build-up leading into The Force Awakens, right? That's when a lot of people were like tuning into a lot of Star Wars stuff. It's Uaz. Uaz! Okay, cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. It's hard for me to believe that I've been doing it this long. On September 28th of this year, it will be the 10th anniversary of Hello Greedo. And what I've loved about having this channel and doing this channel and putting the work in is that it's never felt like work. Does that make sense? In the past 10 years of this channel's existence, I've never put any pressure on myself. I've never felt like I needed to put out video. Dude, I've put out like 4 videos in 6 months so far, which is crazy. Obviously, life obligations have gotten in the way, but like, I don't feel no pressure. I've never felt any pressure to put videos out. It's always just kind of like, you know, when I feel like it, when I feel like streaming, when I feel like making stuff, I don't feel like I need to constantly pump out videos just to pump out videos. Maybe that's a luxury of like Hello Greedo being always being a side gig or a part of the broader picture of what I do. And I've always wanted it to be that way, right? I've never wanted it to be like the job, because then I think it would feel like, I don't know, man. I've never wanted it to be that way. Does that make sense? That's how you get motherfuckers uploading like 1,000 Brie Larson videos, right? Do they want to make that kind of content? You think they fucking want to make that kind of content? No. But they're chasing this algorithm. It's the job. They got to constantly find. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. I've never wanted to fall into that trap. And thankfully, in this channel's existence, I've always had a nice hands-off approach. In the past 10 years of this channel's existence, it's always been smooth sailing, man. Anyway, I appreciate you tuning in all these years. You Oz. 15 to 21. Life goes by even faster the older you get, my friend. My daughter turned 3 a month ago. And the 10th year of Hello Greedo is coming this year. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. But cheers, man. And I've never heard of Invincible. Let me see. Let me look that up. Invincible. Oh, it's an animated series. I was looking for something. Is it animated? Seth Rogen. Oh. Okay. I'll check this out. Let's see. Invincible. Superhero. From the Walking Dead creator. And based on the sky. Okay. I'm going to keep this up on my my tabs. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't understand the Brie Larson's. It's, like, so fucking lame. It's so, I don't get, like, there are actresses and actors that I completely vehemently disagree with, their worldview or maybe their opinions, but, like, I don't understand how that shit gets views. I just don't fucking get it. It's the lamest. It's so fucking lame and embarrassing as a man. I just don't get it, man. Like, whatever. I can say that's lame and embarrassing 1,000 times. I won't be saying anything new. But yeah. Anyway, cheers. Yeah, I'll check this out, man. I'll keep it up on my browser. Daniel Ambrose, thank you so much. Managed to find a PS5. Nice. Hoping it'll get some Star Wars content soon. Fallen Order 2? But lately, I've gotten sucked into Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I have been wanting to play that for a long time. Well, since it came out. Not that long ago, right? Like 6 months ago? Has it been a lot longer than that? Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember when it came out. I'm trying to... Time is moving so fast. Yeah, Daniel, like, this is the one, usually whenever a new console comes out, like a new generation of console comes out, I usually have a desire to get one, man. Even if I'm able to kind of put it on the back burner or be patient and wait, right? I'll always have like this, I wish I could get the new console. This is like the first time that I have not felt that. It's weird. Usually I would feel like a little desire to get one, but that desire does not exist in me right now. It's very strange. And maybe that's because I don't play as many games as I used to. And it's also that I have a shitload of Xbox One S games that I need to play through before I even debate about getting a new console. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know they were still hard to get. But I'm glad you found one, man. I've been so out of the loop when it comes to games. I did see the one bummer about that, and maybe you don't care, is that I think I saw confirmation that Bethesda was going to be Microsoft exclusive. Is that correct? Did I say the right words? I think Starfield and stuff like that and future Bethesda games are going to be just for Xbox and just for PC. Maybe that was just a rumor, but I thought I saw somebody posting about that. But yeah, man. Hopefully we get some more Star Wars content soon. We know that they're working on an open world Star Wars game. Didn't some other stuff get announced too? I think. But anyway, yeah. Before you know it, man, we'll get some more Star Wars games. Fallen Order came out, what, 2 years ago? Like a year and a half ago or something like that. Which, you know, that's not that far in the past. Hopefully we get some Star Wars stuff soon. We'll see. Anyway, cheers, man. I appreciate that, Dan. Enjoy your PS5. And Nathan Pelka, good to see it. Mandalorian Season 1 was better than Season 2, in my opinion. Season 2 finale wasn't even the best episode in Season 2. I tend to agree, man. Like, see, the Season 2 finale was definitely not my favorite. I mean, it was a great moment and stuff like that. But in terms of an episode, it was nowhere near my favorite episode of the series so far, or of the season, rather. I think the title of my personal favorite episode of The Mandalorian thus far goes to the one where they're trying to snag the crate dragon. I loved that episode so damn much, man. I don't know why. I loved it. But no, I kind of agree with you. I feel, for me, there were more memorable... Well, for Season 1, I think I liked Season 1 better just because it all kind of felt new. In terms of familiar faces, like, you know, it was just Mandalorian and Grogu, Baby Yoda, you know? Season 2 started throwing, you know, familiar faces in, familiar terms, familiar names, things that, you know, might set up things HG. In the future. Oh, one sec.
Total shot in the dark, but I've been on a ninja/kung fu movie kick. Any you can recommend? Also, you mentioned needing a flight suit for your type pilot. Check out Wampa Wear.
Yeah, Steve.
Stay safe, man.
I appreciate that, Steve. I'm very familiar with Wampa Wear. Yeah. One sec. I appreciate that. I think I liked Season 1 of The Mandalorian better than Season 2. Just because that new factor, you know. I hope the show has kind of gotten the cameo bug out of the way, you know. I've said it since like day one. I've never wanted The Mandalorian or Star Wars for that matter to kind of be like a memory jog where, you know, you're just constantly throwing in familiar faces and familiar names and, you know, familiarity. I want new stuff. I want new characters. That's what I get excited for, you know. And I hope Season 2 of The Mandalorian is kind of got that out of the way, and I want Season 3 to kind of hop back on its own two feet again and you know, continue to give us new stuff, because as much as I love Ahsoka as a character, as much as I love, you know, hearing the name Tarkin, as much as I love Luke Skywalker coming in swinging that green, I still want this show to stand on its own two feet without relying or leaning against the familiar, you know. But that is just me. Cheers, man. Christian Jet, Sapity, Caleb Kemp, Cole, Cameron, Josh, and Steven, thank you guys so much. Christian says, I know you love Pine Grove. Have you listened, watched their Amperland New York album/movie? It's so damn good. I've only listened to a little bit of it. So, guys, there's a band called Pine Grove that I love. I was obsessed with their album Cardinal. If you want to kind of hear the type of music that I'm into, look up a band called Pine Grove and their album Cardinal and listen to it from first song to last song. And I love it so much. So I haven't sat down to watch the movie, but I have listened to... There's a shitload of songs on that album, right, Christian? I think there's like 30 songs on that album, isn't there? Pine Grove. I think there's so much... Okay, 21. Maybe that's not a full... Let's see. Yeah, 21. 21 songs on that album. So I've listened to a little bit of it here and there. I've not sat down to listen to it in its entirety. The last time that I listened... Well, usually the only... It's kind of sad. The only time that I listen to music is like when I'm working out or running. Other than that, I'm listening to podcasts, which I used to listen to music all the time on drives. I need to get back into that. Like, there's something weird, man, where I don't know, maybe you guys are the same way, but like even when I'm just doing 10 minutes of laundry or when I'm doing something around the house, I just throw on a podcast. And it's cool to have that option. But sometimes I don't need other people's words and thoughts and voices in my brain. I should probably just turn on some tunes and relax a little bit, right? I need to get back into music. But anyway, cheers, Christian. I need to watch it for sure. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll put on the movie on my TV while I'm folding laundry one day and my parents are watching my daughter. But anyway, cheers, man. Sapity, thank you so much. Sapity says, good to see you again and hope studies go well. Enjoying the podcast a lot. Hard to believe Lucasfilm turning 50 soon. I think it's due time that David Attenborough makes a Star Wars-themed nature film be well. There's something called Star Wars Biomes, I think, on Disney Plus. Now, I have not looked into this. I don't know really what it is. Let me read the description. Take a virtual vacation to some of the Star Wars films' most iconic and beloved locations like Hoth, Tatooine, and Sorgan, as this charming series whisks you off for flyover tours of a galaxy far, far away. That's not what... We're talking, I mean, that's not exactly what you want, but like when I found out about this, I thought it was such a cool concept. There we go. What is this? Star Wars Biome trailer. Oh. Yeah, it's like a really cool concept. It seems like it could be, I haven't watched it. It's a cool idea. But no, I've been talking about that for a long time, Sapity. Like nature, not necessarily documentaries, but even like a, and I think they have something like this now, and they did have something similar in the past. But like a National Geographic magazine that is Star Wars, you know, it's a little like not a parody, but you know, a nod to National Geographic, but the Star Wars universe, you know. It's just like kind of silent fly through. Oh, okay. It's like a silent fly through. But I would love something like that, Sapity. I feel like that would be a really fun project for a YouTuber to make, you know. But yeah, Lucasfilm turning 50 soon. I mean, it's hard to believe. So what are some other franchises that have kind of like stood the test of time? Obviously, Star Trek is still around. Then you have things that, like Lord of the Rings, you know, started a long time ago. Boom, revitalized in the early 2000s with films. There's going to be another movie or an Amazon show coming out. So, like, yeah, it's crazy. Lucasfilm, 50 years old. Time flies, man. It's the 22nd anniversary of The Phantom Menace today, isn't it? That's crazy to me. That is insane to me. I remember going to see it. I remember going to see all the prequels. When The Phantom Menace came out, I was 13. So, yeah. Yeah, 007. There you go. 007. That's another example. But, yeah. Transformers. Yeah, there's all sorts. Yeah, Marvel. So, there's a bunch of examples. DC, all these superheroes. There's a bunch of examples of, like, you know, movies, shows, franchises that, for whatever reason, survive and stick, stand the test of time and generationally kind of appeal, you know. It's crazy. What's up, Sully? What's up, Stuart? What's up, Master Bill? Good to see you guys. Revenge of the Sith, not Phantom. Oh, I thought it was... Oh, the 20... It would be the 22nd anniversary. The Phantom Menace. When did it come out? The day. It came out in 99, but release day. May 19th. So yeah, it is the 22nd anniversary of The Phantom Menace. It came out May 19th, 1999. So Revenge of the Sith was May 19th, 2005. Of the Sith release date, right? Yeah, May 19th, 2005. So, yeah. It's also the anniversary of Revenge of the Sith. Crazy. Anyway, Sapdy, I appreciate that, man. Studies are going good. But, yeah. And Caleb Kemp, thank you so much for the channel support. Caleb asks, how's Fire Academy going? It's going good. Exhausting, super busy. It's like a year-long boot camp, but it's going really well, man. And it's a good fit. Like, I met some cool people, and there's a lot of veterans in the program, and I'm really liking it so far. I'm just ready to get on the job, you know. That's how it goes. Any career you need to go through. A long-ass training program, especially something like this, because you could get hurt very easily, right? But anyway, cheers, Caleb. I appreciate that, man. And Cole Schreiber, in the middle of the guide season here on the Green River. Oh, nice. Almost sank my boat in the wind the other day. Things are wild out west. Ah, living the dream, Cole. Cole, the adventurer. Good to see you, man. My birthday's coming up in a few days, and I have been wanting to go kayaking, so I'm gonna get my parents soon to babysit so me and my wife can go out kayaking. You know how much I love doing that. Got two kayaks. Love kayaking in Florida. We go to a place quite often. It's kind of our spot, Gowanus State Park. It's like a big-ass swamp marsh area. You always see alligators out there. It's fun. The beach is across the road. It's great. But, yeah, that's exciting, man. Haven't been out there in about a year. Need to get back out there. I've been wanting to put my daughter in the kayak with me. You know, give her... We have a life vest for her. And she'd be fine. Like, nothing crazy. Not going out on the ocean. Not going out in any deep water. Just, like, some creeks and stuff like that that have, like, a 2-foot depth, you know? I think it would be fun. But, anyway, Cole, enjoy it, man. Cheers. Don't tip the boat. Cameron Vino, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Cameron says... I like this question. What Star Wars moment makes you the most emotional every time you watch it? Golly, you know, without fail, it's the twin suns on Tatooine, the binary sunset. Without fail, like whenever I watch A New Hope, I love that part. The music, obviously, just it is. It might be my favorite, all-time favorite shot scene in all of Star Wars. I love it so much. You know, the paths that Luke could go down, the choices that he could make, you know, wanting to go on these grand adventures but feeling stuck at home. You know, I love everything about that short, simple, sweet moment. But then there are some really... especially in like The Force Awakens, just like slap in the face of nostalgia, that it is impossible for me to not get chills. Now, I'm sure if I watch the movie over and over again, I'd get sick of it. But like whenever The Force Awakens is on or I watch it or I just have it on, the part where Finn and Rey are running away, running towards the Falcon or the quad jumper. It explodes. They say, what about that one? That one's garbage. And they turn toward the garbage will do. They turn towards it and they run. and it's the Falcon, that reveal, the music. It's such a simple reveal. I love it so much. For whatever reason, that reveal just instantly gives me chills. It's just a moment of excitement. It's a moment of nostalgia without being like, oh, the Millennium Falcon's in the hangar. Remember the Falcon? Nope, it's just a piece of garbage. It's junk sitting in the desert. It hasn't been flown in years. They're going to go on a grand adventure. That moment for me, like, endlessly gives me chills. Endlessly. So yeah, there's so many other examples, but like, for whatever reason, man, them running towards the Falcon, or the camera hooking towards the Falcon, the music going, and it was like, yeah, it's the moment in the sequel trilogy. I remember sitting in the theater and seeing that moment, and it was just like, fuck yeah! Just, it was the bridge between the old and the new, and it was such a, and it was a great reveal. I loved it. I loved that. I've talked about that so many times, how I love that reveal, because it was simple, you know. They could have cheesed it up, but no, it was great. It was great, man. But anyway, cheers, Cameron. I appreciate that. Josh Gonzalez, thank you so much. Josh says, finally catching a stream. Hope you and fam are well. Fire Academy is good. What have you thought of Bad Batch? Still plan on watching 03 Clone Wars? Yes, I do eventually. I mean, I've been saying that for a couple of years now, right, Josh? But yeah, eventually, eventually I will get around to it. At this point, I might as well wait until my daughter's old enough to watch it, right, with me. At this point, why not wait another year? She'll be 4 next year, so why not wait, right? But I've only seen the first episode of The Bad Batch. That's just because I haven't had any time to sit down and watch it. I was actually debating about watching it today, but I have so much... After the stream, I have so much...
Although I'm not immune to the awesome fan service, Vader hallways in Emo, it clashes with a character that was established in A&H. Vader doesn't need to get his hands dirty. Imagine Roe Vader in A&H.
Dylan, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support, man. I greatly appreciate that. Give me one sec. Let's see. Oh, where did it go? So I've only seen the first episode of The Bad Batch. I was debating about watching it, the previous two episodes today, but after the stream, I pretty much have to work on stuff, non-Hello Greedo stuff, for hours and hours until tonight. That's just how it goes. But yeah, we're doing well, man. Going to spend the weekend by the pool. Family's doing good. I really liked the first episode of The Bad Batch. I thought it was great. And I said this a few streams ago, but I feel like I enjoyed it more than maybe I would have if I was still like knee deep in all the Star Wars news and stuff. The past 5 or 6 months, I've been really hands off with Star Wars news and the channel and all that kind of stuff and social media, especially following stuff on social media. So watching the first episode of The Bad Batch with like a more hands off approach, I might have ended up liking it more, you know, with that. And it was kind of fun to sit down and watch some Star Wars without being so entrenched in the ongoings of Star Wars, if that makes sense. But yeah, anyway, Josh, I'll get around to watching it all at some point, but I appreciate that, man. Steven Siller, the Shamey, the Irish Viking, Star Wars Story, Jake Wallace VFX, Bearded Emperor, Dylan Compton, Just Jedi, and Oscar Rodriguez. Guys, thank you so much for the channel support this afternoon. I'm long-winded. I appreciate the patience. I will absolutely get to you. Steven Siller. Hey, HG, total shot in the dark, but I've been on a ninja/kung fu movie kick. Any you can recommend? Also, you mentioned needing a flight suit for your TIE pilot. Check out Wampa Wear. Stay safe, man. Yeah, I'm very familiar with Wampa Wear. I remember looking at their stuff like 8 years ago, I feel like, when I was debating about first building this TIE pilot. Originally, I was going to build it for my wife, but then, like, around the same time, I kind of stopped trooping, and then, like, we just decided, let's not spend the money on it. But yeah, so we have a Don Post TIE pilot helmet that we need to modify. We have the chest piece. We have the tubes. We basically have everything other than, like, Greeblies and flight suit. So I remember WampaWare very much. Been a long time since I've looked into it, though. But so you asked about ninja/kung fu movies. Dude, that is a genre movie that I have honestly never really I've never gotten into. I've never seen very many. I mean, obviously, I've seen, like, Enter the Dragon. Other than that, I don't know if I've ever seen another Bruce Lee movie. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, do you guys have some, like, franchises or genres or types of movies that you've just never seen before? I've never seen... I mean, obviously, I saw... Oh, Josh just mentioned Cobra Kai. I haven't watched that show yet, but obviously... Karate Kid, I watched that back in the day. I forgot, man. The all-time best, the number one ninja kung fu movie of all time. How did I forget this? It's called Three Ninjas. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen Three Ninjas? Rocky Loves Emily? It's number one. If you haven't, I'm going to post a trailer here for you guys. Maybe this was before everyone's time. Check it out, man. There is no better kung fu movie than this. It's incredible. Tum Tum. Golden Years. There you go, Steve. Let's see. Three Ninjas. I gotta look this up. Rotten Tomatoes. Once again, guys, these live streams are now available in podcast form. So just search Hello Greedo whatever podcast app you use, and you should be able to see it. Three Ninjas actually has a better score than I would have thought. 32% on the tomato meter, and the audience score is 53. That's honestly better than I would have guessed. But, I remember watching that. Dude, I watched that movie so many times. I remember seeing it in the theater with my buddy Kyle, his dad, and my dad. When did this come out? Nope. It says 2016. You are wrong. 92. So I would have been 8. I would have been 8 when this movie came out. Oh, no. I would have been 7 when this came out. Yeah. So... crazy. Three Ninjas. Nice, man. Anyway, Steve, I appreciate that. I wish I could be more help, but yeah, it's weird, man. Like, I've barely seen any of those movies. It's very strange. The Shamey, thank you so much. Greetings from Prague, Czech Republic. Thanks for the amazing podcast with Harmy. I missed it on YouTube and was happy to listen to it on Spotify. I have also bought your book recently and loved it. Well, dude, thank you so much for the support on multiple fronts. Tell everybody in the Czech Republic I said hello. Harmy was I had a great conversation with him. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's kind of cool. I'm sure it was kind of fun to listen to a fellow, citizen of Czech Republic talking Star Wars, especially Harmy, you know. If you guys didn't know, I actually had a conversation with Harmy. It was like almost 2 hours long. It's on the podcast. It's uploaded. Check it out, man. Check it out. It was a good conversation. He was a great guest. I feel like I was a horrible host. That was one of the first, like, kind of interview things that I had ever done. And I didn't think I did it. I cringed a little bit when I re-listened to it because I didn't feel like I was a good host in that. I would love to have a redo because... I don't feel like I was very prepared with questions and stuff. It was still a great conversation, but I feel like I was shitty on it. Does that make sense? But yeah, anyway, cheers, man. I appreciate that. Thanks for picking up the book. And I'm glad you enjoyed that conversation. Yeah, cheers, man. The Irish Viking, thank you so much. Off topic, but have you watched Invincible or Castlevania? Nope, actually, somebody who just recommended, was it Nathan? No. Who recommended? Uwaz recommended Invincible. I actually still have that pulled up in my browser. And no, I have not seen Castlevania. I don't really watch much stuff on my own. If I'm going to sit down and watch some TV, I almost always watch something that me and my wife will like. And luckily, we see eye to eye on almost everything we watch, you know? There's been a few times where I'll pick a movie or a show to watch that she's not interested in, and vice versa. And I will say this, she is way better at picking out shows and movies than I am. Like, I have, and most of the time when I pick a movie or show, it sucks. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry we wasted an hour. But yeah, so like, I put all of my, I have full faith in the movies and shows that she picks. Like, I would have never watched The Crown without her recommending it to, without her wanting to watch it too. You know what I mean? And it's one of the best shows ever. It's a great show. So yeah, that's another example. So no, Irish, I have not watched it. Yeah, I have a feeling maybe when my daughter's a little older, she'll want to watch some stuff like that, but we'll see, you know, we'll see. But I appreciate that, Irish. And Star Wars Story, thank you so much as well. Star Wars Story says, HG, has there ever been a moment in Star Wars that got you choked up? Also, since I pay your wages here, sing All Star by Smash Mouth from start to finish. Start to finish? It's been a long time since I've heard that song. And it's been a long time since I've thought of that song. It's been a long time since I've thought of Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth All Star. Oh, that's the wrong song. That's the wrong Smash Mouth song, you stupid fuck. All right, All Star Smash Mouth. Somebody once told me the world is... That's the right song. Okay. That song is 22 years old. Good God. 22 years of Smash Mouth All Star. When did the other song? It's been Smash Mouth. Is that what that song is called? What is that song called? It's been... It's probably called 1 week, right? 1 week. Or is it, what is it? 1 week. Yeah, it's called 1 week. It's been. Is that song's from Shrek? That's funny. Oh, it's Bare Naked Ladies? Ah! That makes it even better. Is it really the same goddamn band. Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week. Ah! Ah! I love it. I love it. That's funny, man. Anyway, I'm not singing that Star Wars Story. I will say, you asked me if there's any moments in Star Wars that got me choked up. Most of the things that I've gotten choked up over have to do with, like, nostalgia. You know, I remember seeing Revenge of the Sith opening night at midnight. I was dressed as Greedo. My buddy was dressed up as Han. And I remember, you know, especially at the end of that movie, getting choked up, seeing the familiarity, the bridge that's going to lead into the original trilogy, you know, You had Tarkin. You had the construction of the Death Star. Most of the time that I get choked up with stuff has to do with like, that kind of, you know, thing. Things that remind me of being a kid. The familiar stuff like that. That's done subtly. Not subtly, but like well, I guess. Luke at the end of The Last Jedi, I loved that, you know, I love that scene so much, man. I love that scene so much. It's like my favorite lightsaber fight, and it's not even necessarily a lightsaber fight. It's just goddamn beautiful. To the point, like, I understand people like and dislike certain things that I like and dislike, and, you know, I might like something they don't like, and they probably like something that I don't like. But goddamn, I look at that scene and how well done it is and how just beautiful it is. And I sit back and I'm like, how can anybody not like this? It's just, it's goddamn beautiful. Oh, a Jedi being a Jedi is just so fucking great. But I guess people want him to pull down a Star Destroyer. I don't know. You guys know me. I like my Force subtle. I like my Jedi subtle. My Jedi are monks. They're not superheroes, right? I've been saying that for years, Miguel, and I've been saying it. Anyway, I appreciate that story. Jake Wallace, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hello, sir. I spent the past 3 months producing a KOTOR 2 Darth Nihilus short. Not sure if you're a fan of those games. Premiere in just over 1 hour. Nice. So, Jake, if you post, well, I guess the premiere, I'm assuming you're going to post it on Twitter. If you do that, let me know. I'll shoot it off. So, Jake, me and KOTOR have a weird relationship. I remember playing it when it first came out, the first one. I know for a fact that I owned both of them, but I remember playing the first one, but not that much. I never beat it. If I had to guess, I probably put like 4 hours into it. When KOTOR came out, I wasn't really into RPGs whatsoever. I was more into like Counter-Strike and making my own maps for Counter-Strike and hosting my own server on Counter-Strike. That's about all I was doing around that time. So I've never actually sat down to play through those games before. I streamed KOTOR 1 like a couple years ago and for only a few hours. And it's weird. It's weird. Like, for whatever reason, I've never been able to sit down and play through it. And that's, I guess that's not, when you look at my history with RPGs, that's not all that uncommon. There are very few RPGs that I have finished. I did finish Morrowind. I think I finished Oblivion. I don't think I ever beat Skyrim. I don't think I ever beat Fallout 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 or New Vegas or whatever the hell. There's a very short list of RPGs that I've beaten. Going back to like Baldur's Gate or Betrayal at Krondor, even I don't think I ever beat any of those games. And even nowadays, man, like I still haven't beaten Red Dead. I play it on and off. I mean, I haven't played it in probably 7 months, but next time I play it, I'll probably end up playing it for like 4 months straight. That's just how I play it. Never beat a Mass Effect game. I've only played the first Mass Effect game. I got the Legendary Edition, so I'm playing the first one right now. I played for an hour this morning. Set my alarm for 4:45 just to have an hour of gaming. It's weird, man. Yeah. It's weird. But, yeah, so congratulations on making that short. That's a huge feat. I would not have the patience. And if you want to fire off the link to where people can watch it, I can post it up in the chat. But anyway, Jake, congratulations. Hope the premiere goes well, man. I need to play those damn games, right? Cheers. Bearded Emperor, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Hey, Greedo, long time no see. What do you think of Bad Batch? So far, I enjoy it. The first episode gave me chills. I won't spoil it just in case. So, yeah, I've only seen the first episode so far. I'm, what, 2 weeks behind now? I need to get on the ball and watch it. It's just been a busy 2 weeks, and it's going to be a busy rest of the week and a busy weekend. The next time that I actually might be able to sit down and watch it might be Friday, if my daughter naps. I might need to integrate, like, I have a workout bench and everything in the garage. And I've been debating, we're going to be getting a new TV for our loft where my daughter's playroom is. And because right now there's like a little 32-inch TV in there that I've had for 10 years. I'm going to throw that one in the garage. And now when I go out to work out, maybe when my daughter's napping or late at night or early in the morning, I can throw on some Bad Batch or watch something that I've been meaning to watch for a long time while I work out, you know. So that might be my plan so I stop missing shit. Multitasking, right? But anyway, I really enjoyed the first episode. I thought it was really fun. My biggest worry for the Bad Batch, and maybe these past two episodes have been different, but like, I was a little worried that the Bad Batch was going to be way too much just running and gunning and shooting and blasting and explosions and, you know, because, you know, they're rough and tumble dudes, and I thought a lot of the show was just going to be that. And to me, that kind of shit gets boring, you know. I mean, it's like, if every single movie or show in Star Wars had, like, the scene of Luke Skywalker saving the day at the end of The Mandalorian, if we had that constantly, would that not get old? To me, it would get old. What makes those moments special is the rarity of those. I mean, not everything needs to be flips and lightning and lightsabers, right? When you have too much of it just kind of bogs it down and gets boring. So, what's that?
By Nasheer Dawla, who plays Charles Smith in Red Dead Redemption 2 and Varko Gray in Star Wars Squadrons.
Stuart, thank you so much for the super chat, man. It's good to see you. I appreciate the hell out of it. Give me one sec. but yeah, so they at least the first episode was really well paced, and it wasn't all running and gunning and shooting and stuff like that. Some really fun twists and turns, and I think the story's off in a good direction. I don't know what the following two episodes are like, so eventually I'll check them out. But yeah, anyway, cheers, man. I appreciate that, Mr. Bearded. Dylan Compton, thank you so much as well. Although I'm not immune to the awesome fan service Vader hallway scene, in my opinion, it clashes with the character that was established in A New Hope. Vader doesn't need to get his hands dirty. Imagine Rogue One, Vader, and A New Hope. Yeah, I mean, you can almost not, you don't even almost have to really imagine it. You can see it in that, and I'm not knocking this thing whatsoever, but it's not necessarily my cup of tea. Is it A New Hope Revisited? Is that what it's called? Where somebody online redid that fight? I think that's just the nature of the beast nowadays. People want faster and faster and, you know, more choreographed fast fights and all that kind of stuff. And to me, that fight didn't fit. And maybe I'm just so used to the real fight. And that's the thing, man. Like, and this goes to what I've always viewed lightsaber fights as. All the best lightsaber fights are conversations. My favorite lightsaber fight in all of Star Wars is at the end of Return of the Jedi. And the lightsaber barely shows up. It's almost all conversation. It's all emotion. It's all Vader and the Emperor toying with Luke. It's all temptation. It's all conversation. That's what a lightsaber fight is to me. And that's how it was in A New Hope, you know. And to kind of remove the conversation and just add a fuckload of, like, swings and crazy fights and lightning and blah, 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 blah. It just, you know, it kind of loses what it is, in my opinion. But that's just me, you know. I'm not immune to it, too. Dylan is, obviously, it's one of the, I don't really care for Rogue One, but it was a pretty fun moment when I saw it in the theater. But, yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. I guess it all boils down to kind of my view on lightsaber fights, right? That's how I've always seen lightsaber fights. That's why, like, a lot of Star Wars fan films, and I've never made one, man, so I'm not knocking them. I love them all. They're projects of passion, but like, so many of them are just like visual effects tests, you know? Somebody with an After Effects lightsaber plug-in or some lightning or whatnot, and not a lot of meat on the bones, you know? But there's no better, to me, there's no better lightsaber fight than at the end of Return of the Jedi. When Luke loses it, swinging, bashing, he is completely snapped. If you will not be turned, perhaps she will. Never! Pops up and just swings for the fences. Loses his composure. It's beautiful. I love that fight so much. And again, because it's a conversation. But yeah, cheers. I appreciate that, Dylan. Just Jedi, Oscar, Mimi, Caleb, G. Collins, the Commie Killer, and Stuart. Thank you guys so much. JJ says, you ever visited Jackson, Wyoming? I've been obsessed with it for a year. Such a beautiful place. I'll go live there someday, really. Hope you are well. No, I've never been to Jackson, Wyoming. In fact, I'm going to look at the map and see if I've been anywhere relatively close. No. The closest state... I've been to Utah. I've been to Nevada, Arizona. No, I've never been to Wyoming. I've never been to Yellowstone. I want to, like, I would love to do... Me and my wife took a road trip to the Utah Mighty Five. We went to, like, Zion, Bryce Canyon, Grand Canyon, Arches, Canyonlands. We just did a shitload of national parks in an RV for 10 days. I would love to do that again, but, like, start at Yellowstone and go out to some other spots. You know, don't necessarily have to be national parks, but, like, just go around that, you know, certain parts of the country that I've never been to. I would love that, man. I would absolutely love that. But, yeah, make your way up there one day, man. That's, you know, for anybody outside of the States who is coming to visit the States, you know, there's more to the United States than just Orlando and Disney World. Check out some of our national parks. America's best idea, as it's called. But anyway, cheers, JJ. Do it. Get up there one day. And renting an RV for 10 days isn't as expensive as you might think. Expenses? Expensive as you might think. But anyway. Cheers, man. Oscar Rodriguez. How about this for a game? You're a rebel prisoner, not part of the rebellion, on the Death Star, who escapes their cell and fights their way out Doom style. Hell, and I would want it to be like Doom, too. I don't need a story. I don't need a story. I'm just a rebel. Breaking out of prison. Stealing an E-11. Running through the Death Star. I want that Doom graphics, too. I would love that, man. I bet like Doom or Duke Nukem or something like that is pretty easy to mod and make. Maybe not. Just because it's, you know, old technology and it wouldn't be like SDK, Valve, you know, where it's pretty easy to make levels and maps and stuff. But I bet somebody out there could do it. I bet somebody out there could mod, like, make five levels Doom style where you are a rebel prisoner breaking out of the Death Star and you make your way marching down the hallways, blasting stormtroopers dead. I think that would be so much fun. I dig it. Something like that wouldn't be that difficult to make, you know? Not every Star Wars game needs to be like a $150 million project. I don't know if that's how much games are. That sounds like a ridiculous amount. Maybe it is that much to make a game. But yeah, I dig it. I dig it, Oscar. Cheers, man. And Mimi, thank you so much. I don't like the replacement of Anakin in Return of the Jedi. Yeah, that's one of my least favorite changes as well. So my thing that I always talk about, I've been talking about this, you know, the changes to Star Wars for 10 years. I mean, that's what kickstarted this channel, right? That's what made me want to start talking about Star Wars on the internet. The release of the Blu-rays and more changes. But my thing has always been, you know, I don't mind that the special editions exist. I just want the original versions to be accessible in a modern viewing format, you know, to where I don't have to torrent 4K 77 or something like that. I want to see them. I want to see an official version released in 4K. You know, that's all I want. I don't want the special editions to not exist. They can exist side by side. You know, every Blade Runner has 5 different director cuts or whatever they're called in the Blu-ray box set that I have. Why can't Star Wars be the same, right? But yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, it has less to do with the changes. It has more to do with just wanting the original preserved for future generations. And I don't understand. It's like, I feel like some people don't really understand that argument. They just see people like, get over it. Yeah, I'm over it. But like, wouldn't it be kind of nice to have the original side by side? And again, I don't want the I don't want the special editions destroyed. Keep them side by side. But can't the original theatrical cut also exist? I don't know. That's just me. But cheers, Mimi. And Caleb Kemp, thank you so much once again. Caleb says, a genre I always wanted to get into, but only just started was with Attack on Titan is anime. Great show, and now I have a whole list of stuff to watch. Oh, I'm sure people, as soon as you tell people that you watched anime, I'm sure everybody's throwing recommendations to you, right? That's a genre I've never gotten into, Caleb. I've never, I think the only anime that I've ever watched was like Dragon Ball Z. Maybe like 10 episodes when I was in middle school. I think it was Dragon Ball. I had a neighbor who was into it, and like I never showed interest in it, and I just, you know, go over to his house, and after we got done playing Super Nintendo or Nintendo 64, whatever was out at that time, he would turn on Dragon Ball. For whatever reason, I never got into it, man. So yeah, it's a genre that I don't know. I don't know anything about. I've seen kids like watching it. Nice, Jake. I'll post it up. 2 waiting premieres, 6 days. Oh, cool. Nice. Okay, here's the premiere link. All right, guys, go to this link and watch Jake's KOTOR cut. I think I posted the right thing. Yeah, cool. Nice. I dig the thumbnail, too. That's awesome. Yeah, I've never gotten into it, man. Never gotten into it. I see kids at school, like, watching it at lunch. And it's kind of interesting. Like, people you don't suspect would be into it are super into it, you know. It's very ubiquitous. But, yeah. Anyway, cheers, man. I think we've long reached the point where anime shouldn't really be called a genre. Maybe to people who don't watch it. You know, it's still called that. I don't know what else you call it. Kung fu movies are a genre. Sci-fi is a genre. I don't know. It's just like anime is... There's so many... It branches off into so many different genres. Is that what you mean? That makes sense. I'm just not familiar with it, you know. G. Collins, thank you so much for the channel support. Hey, hello, Greedo. I hope you are doing great. Cheers, man. Yeah, I'm doing great. Yeah, I'll be 35 in a few days. Yeah, things are great, man. New career path. Doing well. I said this last stream, but like, dude, I'm 35. A lot of you guys might be just like graduating high school or college or something like that. I think it's kind of important to say, like, I'm starting a new career at the age of 35. You don't need to know what you want to do when you graduate high school, you know. Shit, man, take a year off. Do a little bit of traveling. Work for a few months, hourly job, much as you can. Save some dough. Go on an adventure with some friends. You know what I mean? Don't settle for some degree that might not interest you in a couple years. Don't feel like you need to nail down exactly what you want to do for the rest of your life, because damn it, you're 18 years old 60-year-olds don't know what the hell they want to do for the rest of their life, right? So, don't be in any rush. Necessity comes and goes. Interests come and go. But, yeah, man. Appreciate that, an imaginary boy. But anyway, G. Collins, cheers. Nah, it's in May. JJ. The Commie Killer, thank you so much. What is up, Greedo? Just wanted to say hello. I think one of my favorite moments in Star Wars is seeing Luke lift the X-Wing in The Rise of Skywalker. Was so beautiful seeing the apprentice truly become the master. Yeah, I dig it. There's some moments in The Rise of Skywalker that I that I really like. Take a quick sip. Super thirsty. Yeah, I can see why you really like that. I've only seen The Rise of Skywalker 2 times. It's the Star Wars movie that I've seen the least. It's crazy. But yeah, there's some beautiful moments in that movie for sure. There's some beautiful moments in that movie. And I think... overall, I mean, Kami, you know that I'm not a fan of that movie for the most part. But I think... The more I mean, I've seen it twice again. The second time I liked it a lot more. But I think that kind of just... That's natural. You know, the more you watch something, the less... The sharp edges and things that you don't like kind of round off and they're okay. I still think one of my favorite things in the entire movie is the relationship between Rey and Kylo. Not the whole Reylo thing and whatever. Labels, stop, internet groups, whatever, stop. I just like how a lot of the Last Jedi, like, force connection was carried over. I thought that was great. And I thought their relationship was handled really well. Yeah, there's so many moments in Star Wars that... just yeah, it's like it's when I stop and think about, especially the original trilogy, you know, that's, I mean, we all love the Star Wars that we grew up with. Whatever Star Wars you grew up with, I don't know, when you were 10 years old, it's probably going to be the Star Wars that you love the most. I would be willing to guess that's true for most people. But like when I think of the original trilogy, It's really crazy, like, the smallest things, whether it be the sound of a mouse droid, you know, the tiniest little things will just fill me with this deep-seated sense of nostalgia of simpler times, and when I used to, like, watch these movies as a kid and go outside and throw pine cones, you know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to explain how those three original trilogy movies really, really, just impacted me as much as they have my entire life. It's crazy. It's very strange. Hard to articulate for sure. And I'm sure a lot of you guys feel the same way about the prequels. And you know, the younger generation coming up right now, they're going to feel in 15 years, they're going to say the same thing about the sequels. It's just kind of the generational ebb and flow of Star Wars, you know. But anyway, cheers, Kami. Stuart, Caleb, Dylan, Caleb, and Oscar, thank you guys for coming in with the final super chats. Stuart says, fun fact, one of the new characters in Bad Batch is voiced by Nasheer Dalla. Did I say that? I'm not familiar. Who plays Charles Smith in Red Dead Redemption 2 and Varko Gray in Star Wars Squadrons? Let me look. Let's see. Nasheer Dalla. Let's see. Wait, is this a different person? Okay. Let's see. Red Dead Redemption 2. What character? Oh, nice. Okay. Let's see. Let me see which character this is in Star Wars. In Squadrons, rather. Oh, nice. Nice. And let's see what character it is in Bad Batch. I haven't seen... Oh, wait. Was it in the first episode of Bad Batch? I think I recognize this character. Anyway. Nice! Dude, there's so many, like... That's a rabbit hole that I love going down, Stuart. Voice actors. Because you look them up on IMDb and it just takes you down, most of the time, it just takes you down a huge rabbit hole of various projects that they've done that you never knew they were a part of. And you're like, ah, this person worked on, I don't know, Blue's Clues. And now they're working on Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of a fun rabbit hole to go down because it leads you in so many different directions. It's fun. But I appreciate the information there, man. You'll recognize his voice. Okay. Nice. I appreciate that, man. And Caleb Diaz, thank you so much. Hi, first live stream. I appreciate your channel because there are too many channels that feed off Star Wars hate. Thanks for not being one of them. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, like, I hear that a lot, and I really appreciate that, Caleb. I'm glad you're tuning in to the first live stream. You probably noticed the past 5 months, the channel has basically only been live streams because that's really all I have time to do now. Hopefully that will change by the end of the year. We'll see though. But, I've heard that a lot and I appreciate that, Caleb. I've never wanted to kind of, I'll say this in the channel's 10 years, the channel has existed for 10 years and I've maybe made like 8 videos in those 10 years where I lean into bashing the prequels. I would say 8, maybe 10 in 10 years. I've never wanted to be one that makes 100 videos about one thing and just continuously bashes the same shit over and over again. That I would be so fucking bored if I did that constantly, you know? I don't understand how that's fulfilling or even creative. I don't get it. I've always tried to put a positive spin and be laid back and fun on these live streams, and I hope I've achieved that, you know. It's a reflection on my personality and the personality that ebbs and flows on this channel. Because it is you. My channel is me. And the earlier videos are dumb and goofy and... sometimes, yeah. And now I'm way more laid back, dude. 35, way more laid back. Yeah, that's just me, man. Anyway, I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot, Caleb. And thanks for tuning in these years and tuning into the channel. Hopefully, I can get back into the... get back into a little bit of normalcy in the not-too-distant future, you know. But anyway. Cheers. Dylan Compton, Caleb Kemp. And Oscar Rodriguez. Dylan says, has a fan ever recognized your voice in public? No, but I've had people stop me for my t-shirts. The first time that ever happened was a kid who was bagging groceries at Publix recognized Hello Greedo the t-shirt. And he knew that I was from Jacksonville. He just didn't realize that we lived so close. And I was like, yeah, man, I live here. I live like right around the corner, dude. It was cool. But the one time that somebody has recognized my voice was when I was playing, I believe it was Counter-Strike. And this was, I want to say, it was a while ago, like 2014, 2015 or something like that. And I was talking on microphone and I said something, I was being a smart ass or something like that to a guy on my team. And the guy said something like, shut the fuck up, Hello Greedo. And I said, what? Get out of here. You recognize my voice? And then that's the only time that somebody has recognized my voice online or anywhere else. But yeah, cool question, Dylan. I appreciate that, man. Let me take a quick sip of the old water. Caleb Kemp, thank you so much. Caleb says, yeah, I was put off of anime by stuff like DBZ and Pokemon, which just aren't my thing. But it's a very wide and varied genre. There's bound to be something for everyone. I believe that, man. Dude, sometimes I'll see, like, an image or even like a commercial on Adult Swim or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that looks cool, man. There's some like sci-fi anime that looks really cool. And I'm there's no question in my mind that if I sat down and watched it, I would love it. But, you know, I just never have done that. I've never sat down to give something a chance, Caleb, you know. And again, I think a lot of it has to do with whenever I do sit down to actually watch something. It's usually with my wife, and we tend to agree on what we want to watch. It's very rare. Like, usually she'll watch stuff on her own if I'm studying or have to work on stuff. But most of the time, I mean, she works full time, so she gets home and she... whenever I want to watch something, she's cool about it, and we just watch what I want to watch. Most of the time, what I want to watch sucks. Or it's a documentary, and I'm like, yeah, like... 30 minutes in, I'm like, yeah, this isn't that interesting, you know. Oh, I really want to watch this documentary. I've heard all this before. We can turn it off. But that's just how it goes. Anyway, what the last movie that we watched was called Oxygen. And that was my recommendation. That's what I wanted to watch. And it was okay. It's worth a watch. I don't want to spoil anything. It's a French movie. It's a Netflix original. It's like sci-fi. It's really tense. I think this is the first time I've mentioned it on a live stream, so I don't want to spoil it for those of you who haven't seen it. I will say that I think it's personally worth a watch. The way it's handled and the way it's made. It's like an hour and 45 minutes long, and it literally takes place in one spot. It's worth watching. Okay. Oxygen. It's worth watching. Let me know what you think. I have opinions of it, things that I like, things that I don't like, but it's pretty, it's good sci-fi, and it handles the, this mystery tense shit really well. In my opinion, there's some stuff that I really don't like. But, yeah, it's worth watching. Anyway, cheers, man. Oscar Rodriguez, thank you so much for coming in. Oh, never mind. Commie Killer, thank you for coming in as well. Oscar says, we literally shame people who don't go to college. Yeah, I don't know. Does that still go on? I know... college is not for everybody. You know, I only have an AA degree. I was in the military. I taught myself graphic design, video editing. I was doing that professionally for a few years. I've been doing that as freelance along with photography for literally 10 years. Been doing fine. Been doing great. Been doing the channel. So if you're going to go to college, I recommend everybody go to college, you know. Further education is important, but do it smartly. Don't do what I did. When I turned 18, man, I took out a giant student loan. I started going to college. I was too young. I was too dumb. Get somebody else to pay for your college. Don't saddle yourself down with a giant-ass student loan at the age of 18 when you don't know who you are, what you want to be, and then just pay on it until you're 50. You know what I mean? Don't do that. College is important, but... I recommend, you know, for me, I was 21 when I enlisted. I went to two different colleges, dropped out of both. I just was not mature enough. I didn't have good head on my shoulders or a good work ethic yet. I enlisted it when I was 21 into the Navy. So glad that I did that. Kind of kicked my ass in the gear, put me on a path, kind of figured out who I wanted to be, what I wanted to be, and what, you know, and it gave me a work ethic. I think that's the biggest thing. It gave me a work ethic. I recommend that to anybody who was kind of feels the way that I did back then, you know. Dropped out of two colleges, didn't know what the hell I wanted to do, was in a rut, seeing all my friends like, you know, thriving in college, living on campus at big ass universities. I'm like, what the hell? Why can't I just buckle down and get my studies done? Well, you know, why do I suck so bad at school? Well, Just didn't interest me for one, and I needed a different path, you know. That's just how it is. Not for everybody though. You know, I'm sure there's some of your parents who punch me in the face for saying that, but it's true. The Commie Killer, thank you so much, man, for coming in with the final super chat and channel support. The Commie Killer says, it's interesting to see the generation gap in Star Wars fans. I'm a swim teacher, and most of my students talk to me about the sequels. It's fun. Except one time, a kid did a Palpatine spin into the pool. That's funny, man. Yeah, it's you're a swim teacher. So obviously you're around more kids, and you probably see a younger. You probably interact with much younger kids than I interact with, but even on this channel. Seeing that generation gap in the Star Wars fandom has been, I mean, in terms of interesting things that I've seen through this channel, that's the number one kind of eye-opener, is a good way to put it. It's the biggest eye-opener that I've experienced having this channel. You know, when I started this channel in 2011, you could not find a prequel fan in my comment section. It was very hard. The digital discourse at that time, even, you know, the years after the prequels came out, it was very negative towards the prequels. That's just how it was back then. And throughout the past 10 years of this channel's existence, I've literally been on the front row of seeing that shift in the fandom of, like, nobody likes these damn movies to, oh, I get it. This is a generational thing. Oh, all the kids that, you know, watched those movies when they were children, now they've grown up. They're on the internet now. They're defending what they love. Oh, this is how it's going to go forever and ever. Amen. You know what I mean? Witnessing that, seeing that has... That's been one of the biggest things that's maybe mellowed out my opinions of Star Wars, you know. Like, I just see people, like, shitting all over the sequels or whatnot. That's fine. But, like, dude, 10 years from now, the 7-8-year-olds that are watching and loving these goddamn movies right now, they're going to be on the internet telling you to fuck off in 10 years. You know what I mean? That's just how it's going to be. But, anyway. Cheers, Commie Killer. Yeah, it's fun, right? I appreciate that. All right, guys, that's it from me. If you want to listen to this in podcast form, search Hello Greedo and whatever podcast app you use. It should be on there. I just don't think it's on Apple yet. It should be coming. I guess they take longer to approve stuff. But, yeah, I should have it up today, maybe tomorrow. Just search for Hello Greedo. It's called Hello Greedo's Lightspeed Lounge. Every live stream is going to be up there. If you want to support the channel, head to Patreon, my Patreon, and at the beginning of every single podcast episode, I answer Patreon-exclusive questions, and then we go into the live stream, if that makes sense. So, yeah, if you want to ask some specific questions on the podcast, head over to Patreon and ask away. Anyway, cheers, guys. To everybody who supported the channel this afternoon, thank you so much. To everybody who just hung out in the chat, I appreciate the hell out of it. As well. All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth, and I will catch you on the flip side. Let's end it with a song that I really like. Where is this? Let's go. Here we go. I'm losing my voice. Oh, this is not the song. Is that the song? Yeah, that's the song. All right, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for hanging, man. See ya.